Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ah, oh, we are back again. Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a beautiful fall afternoon as we celebrate an Eagles win and await Red October. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Happy Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday. That's with two E's. Jackie Baseball had the night off last night, but we did get to watch a great football game. Yeah, somebody might be questioning or challenging the throne for the top team in the NFC. I'm just saying. How about you, boy?
Well, it's amazing they can score 38 points and 52 points in back-to-back weeks with different offensive coordinators. But I'm welcoming everyone back to the baseball season. I know no one watched last week besides the sickos.
I mean, seriously, didn't watch the entire week.
They were not off for a week. They went out to the West Coast. We got the Marlins and the Twins to close out this season and
all
lock
right
up
enough.
The 2 seed.
No, just kidding. We'll get into that later. We have a big show as we always do. You know, I say that all the time. We always have a big show. It's Tuesday, so you know what happens at 3 o'clock. We fight with Elliot for an hour.
He's got plenty to fight about, too. He's got some nonsense he's throwing out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's got a lot of takes. Tuesdays with Elliot happens at 3. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. The top 5 of 5 happens at 5. Leading off is back later in the show as well. I want to take you back to yesterday as we spoke with Donovan McNabb. It was a...
You spoke with Donovan.
Well, you know... God wouldn't even let me get my questions out.
He spoke to you.
He sure did. He
came, but Donovan, but.
He came in with an agenda just like Mayock did. Did these guys all meet together? Did they all have some sort of organization where they come in trying to shut me up? I got news for you guys. You cannot shut me up. But during that conversation, he said something really interesting about why the Eagles offense looks the way it does. Here's what he said.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to 2 Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
So, you know, I heard him say that, and the thing is, I think he's right, and I kind of understand why Petullo and Nick Sirianni would feel that way. You know, last year, the first 4 games, they tried to put the ball in Jalen's hands more often. It resulted in a lot of turnovers. It also resulted in a change of the focus in the offense. 2023, there was the turnover issue again. And I, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, you know, notwithstanding, if I'm Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni, I sort of understand why they would be nervous or skeptical putting the ball in Jalen's hands more often. I get it, I guess.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't mean to cut y'all, but I really don't from this standpoint. First of all, we can't live in the past. Right? It's funny how we can erase winning the Super Bowl. We're not champions anymore. And this and that. And that was a new season. But yet and still, somehow, we're holding on to some of this same trepidation that sort of plagued us last year with the football team, right? Like the passing woes, the turnovers early in the season, and playing with more of a conservative mindset going into games. Almost playing, I don't want to say you playing not to lose.
Sort of.
But you certainly aren't going out there and saying, let's put the pedal to the metal and go win the game and let's dictate how we're going to play on Sundays. I don't like that. I really don't. I like what I saw in the second half. I like what I saw in the second half. And I understand they were down 3 scores, so you almost had no choice but to resort to throwing the football. And I believe that's what happened Sunday. But here's what I'm hoping that happens as a result of what they saw Sunday. That it's okay to let it fly. And I mean that literally. It's okay to throw the football, take chances down the field, give your playmakers an opportunity to make plays. And you know who you are given an opportunity to make plays first and foremost? The quarterback. The quarterback. If I'm going to watch that type of Jalen Hurts throw the football, what do you think? I'm going to say, I don't want to see more of that. We can't build upon that. That should be the theme or the message coming out of that game Sunday to the team. This is what we're capable of from an offensive standpoint. This is what we're capable of doing when we play on time, when we play decisive, when we give our guys a chance to make plays, when our guys make those plays when given those opportunities. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's one pass. As I was talking, I'm thinking. There was one ball that was put in harm's way.
There was one, obviously.
The fourth down one that the guy almost picked off.
Yep.
But you know what I'll say, Spike? I'll trade that, even if that was an interception. Hey, you don't want turnovers. But that was 4th and 6, and you were being aggressive there. So even if that resulted in an interception, I would still give you that interception for a chance at what we did in the second half from an offensive standpoint. That's what I want to see when the game starts Sunday versus Tampa. All this talk about who called plays, who didn't call plays, who changed it. First of all, Kevin Petullo called the plays in the second half. The same guy who called the damn plays in the first half called the plays in the second half. But that's not even important, quite frankly. What's more important is how do you go into games moving forward? Do we go back to doing what we did the first 3 weeks of the season, including that first half of Sunday's game, where there is a more conservative approach and you're trying to figure things out? Or do we get to where what we did against the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, what we did in the playoffs last year, in the championship game, in the Super Bowl, what you did in the second half? That's where you should be striving to play football. That's where you should be striving to play football. At that level, with these amount of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, there's no reason why we shouldn't go into games with that mindset. I echo everything AJ said after the game. You got to let your dogs eat. He said killers. I'm just going with dogs. Right? Yeah. You got to let your dogs eat.
Dogs a little better.
Yeah. You got to let your dogs eat, man. And to me, I keep saying this. This isn't just about getting AJ the ball. This is about unleashing Jalen Hurts. You know, Five said something there yesterday, and it hit me. Yeah, he's right. I've been feeling the same thing. Just we've been tiptoeing around it. They ain't calling the game as if we're scared to let Jalen Hurts throw the damn football.
Well, and Greg Olsen's basically saying it on the broadcast.
Yeah.
And we've just been tiptoeing around it. Five said it. He's absolutely right. We got to get over that. We got to get over that fear and unleash this offense. It's going to make football a lot easier for everyone. We don't have the defensive luxury this year. And I like our young guys. But you got some numbers, and I've seen some things that let you know that we're not playing at that level just yet. We might get there, but we're not there yet.
Not yet. No.
And to me, when your defense isn't playing at that championship level, you can't be conservative offensively. You have to lead the way offensively. How about get up a touchdown or two? And then it makes it for your defense a lot easier because that offense now is one-dimensional because they're playing catch-up football. How about playing that way? I don't think we can go back. We've let the genie out the bottle. Can't put him back in. or her, because if you ever watch I Dream of Jeannie, I'd rather have Barbara Eden than anybody else, Aladdin or anybody.
For sure.
Yeah.
What about Shaq?
Definitely not Shaq.
No.
Yeah.
But Barbara Eden.
Yeah, look her up.
She was a snack.
Yes. Yeah. She was a snack.
Yep.
I feel like Yoshi. I got distracted.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
But I did. But that's what we need to do.
I think, aggressive. I feel like every time we see them do this, we say the same thing, and they always go. And that's why I hear what you're saying, just a little nervous that it will result in, because here's why I'm nervous about it. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous about it because if we turn it on the way that you're saying we turn it on, and we have the same problems we did in the first four games last year, and we have the same problems we did at the end of 2023, we've basically showed every card we have to the rest of the NFL, and the rest of the season is, I guess I don't necessarily disagree. I am just nervous doing it because if it doesn't work, we're in a whole new land of trouble.
And that's why I'm here.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Okay.
For nervous Nellies like yourself, like Elliot, with his nonsense, can't wait till he's on here at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Play conservative.
Yeah.
Do what you've been doing. Hogwash. Don't care about that. You got to let it rip, tater chip. That's what you got to do. Let it rip. That's what the players want. That's what I want. And if fans are being honest with themselves, you mean to tell me, now, we obviously want the win. Nothing is at the expense of winning. Let me just make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is not at the expense of winning. So to your point, if they were to open it up and things started to go awry, yeah, you got to go back to doing what you were doing. I'm not opposed to that. But here's what I am opposed to. Handcuffing myself. I don't want to put restraints around myself, around my own team, that doesn't allow them to flourish. If the other team or our play dictates that because we can't execute and we're costing ourselves, then I have to react to that. But to go in the game with that mindset, quite frankly, you're sending a message indirectly to your team.
Oh, even directly, I would say.
Because the way they'll sell it is, this is the way for us to win.
To win, right.
So you're not going to directly tell them we're playing conservative.
But the team knows.
That's what I'm saying. You're sending that message to your players.
Yeah.
And I think it's not a good message. You got way too much talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Way too much talent over there. Unleash these boys. I want more of what I saw in the second half. That's what I want. That's what I want to see Sunday.
And you're willing to take the risk that it doesn't work.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. You know why? Because I think the reward is greater than if it does work, and it should work. And all I'm doing is putting the faith in my players. That's what I'm doing. I'm saying, Jalen, I believe this is what you are. I'm saying, Jalen, this is what I thought. This is what we argued about all offseason, top five, this and that, and the other elite. Well, guess what? I believe that's in you. I believe you can show more of that. We don't need to be scared that you somehow aren't going to make good decisions. Now, you got to back that up. Like, you got to actually prove me right and prove your other teammates right. But I'm willing to give them a chance to do it.
215-592-9494. Any nerves about making the offense more aggressive? I get it. I would love to see it. Still a little nervous about it actually working out the way that we want it to. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, as always, is my mouse that never works. There it is. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Yes, we want to see the second half. We want them to be a great. Listen, I'm going to keep saying this till I'm blue in the face. Everybody want to bring up 2023. We won 11 games in 2023, and we had a terrible defense. Like, they was – like below terrible. I don't even know if that's worse.
Sean Desai. Most of us forget he was the defensive coordinator.
And Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Matt Patricia balling now. Shout out Matt Patricia. but that's a different conversation. But look, hey, these dudes, we needed them to block a field goal. Not like the most automatic play in football. They got to block to win the game. We ain't asking to get no stop. I trust this defense to get a stop if he turned the ball over once or twice.
Right.
We won 11 football games. And Bradberry got cooked by JSN. That would have been a win right there if we just had one good cornerback. And then also, what was the other game we lost? That was like on the last second or something.
We had the Seattle game.
And then there was another game. Oh, the Cardinal game. We put up 34 points. Didn't get a stop.
Corey, if we're being honest, though, when we watched the end of that year, the defense was bad, but the offense, points aside, the offense was not good either.
But what I'm saying is, if you have a better, like if you had this defense with that offense, it still would have been a better football team. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So that's what I'm saying. Like because this is what we don't want to happen, right? Everybody love everybody. We won the championship. Kumbaya. Let's not forget. Jalen had some stuff to say about the coaching staff. We had a whole offseason, okay? We saw what happened in the second half. You don't want to turn that back where we start getting these, you know, subtitle messages in the media talking about the coach. We don't want to go back to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We saw what we could do. You know what I'm saying? If you turn the ball over once or twice, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? We turned the ball over on the 5-yard line Sunday, and we won the game.
Hey, listen. Check this out, Corey. We turned the ball over early in the Super Bowl and blew them out. And still went up 40-6 in that game.
You know what's funny? This is not you, Ike, but it is Corey and the rest of everybody who up until 2:30 on Sunday told me the most important thing in the world that the Eagles did, why Jalen didn't throw the ball, why but this, that, and the other is not turning the ball over.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody is saying, we'll turn it over once or twice. Who cares? Everybody's Baker Mayfield all of a sudden.
It's like, you know, it's like you with your TV. You be like, oh, I don't need an 85-inch. I'm cool with my 55, 65. Until you get that 85.
Until you get one.
Until you get an 85-inch.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tease this. That's the thing. So, you know, keep doing what we do. Come on, y'all. Like, we got Tampa Bay on Sunday. No Mike Evans. I don't want to hear no excuses because last year when we ain't had nobody, they whooped our ass.
Oh, yeah, we don't care about that. Yeah, I don't care they don't have Mike Evans. I don't care about none of that.
Well, we might not have a Dory Jackson.
Hey. But that's a plus.
Or or Ja'Cory Bennett on top of that.
Hey, but look, hey, on the way out to close out the call, Howie was right again. Houston Texans just released CJ Gardner-Johnson, said it was a locker room problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they got on-field problems, off-field problems.
I'm just saying, yeah. Everybody was killing Howie, all the callers.
That's true.
Right again. Go Howie. But, hey.
Well, Reed's gotten cooked a couple times. Maybe we could bring him back.
Yeah.
Sunday. Let's go. Unleash the killers. I ain't cat drag, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. And then
after that, Saquon with the versus the Broncos. Yep, 250. It's coming.
Well, thank you for the call, Corey. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any trepidation in doing it against Tampa? Against a guy who in Todd Bowles has 100% not just had the Eagles number, we can say it for what
it
is,
saying, yeah.
Has had Jalen's number.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, is there any trepidation to doing it against that guy and that team in that spot?
I can't have any trepidation. No, Spike. No. Do I respect Todd Bowles? Am I going to be absolutely crossing all my T's and dotting every I as I get prepared for this game? Sure I am. And here's why. Because I'm ready to cook his ass. He come with those zero blitzes this week, we got something for him. Because you know how you stop a team from blitzing?
Beat it.
Beat the blitzes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you stop a team from blitzing.
That's it.
That's how you do it. And with a full, healthy complement, not going to win nobody trips or anything in practice this week, but it seems like we're going to have everybody offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe or maybe not Lane, but we'll see as that goes. But I mean, from a skill position standpoint, we have the talent on the offensive side of the ball. As long as we know what we're doing from a pre-snap recognition and knowing where to go with the football, you welcome this. Tom Brady welcomed the blitz. Peyton Manning welcomed the blitz. Like quarterbacks they know where to go with the ball, and they dare you to blitz them.
Well, they bring everybody like that. Either Devontae or AJ is going to have
one-on-one coverage, and you got to know where to go with the football. Hell, even if it's Dallas Goedert, you got to know.
Sure.
Hell, even if you dumping the ball off quick to Saquon out of the backfield, that could back a team off. So this is where KP, Kevin Petullo, has to come up with that game plan to counter this. You know you're going to get a bunch of extra blitzes and all that stuff. You know you're going to get that stuff. But to me, you don't try to beat that by being conservative and running the football. Man, you make them back off by taking the ball over the top to AJ and Devontae. Oh, I'm excited this week. That's what the second half did to me.
Yeah, well,
I saw it. You let me get a glimpse of it. They've been hiding this from us all year. Now I saw it. I saw the second half. I don't want to hear the nonsense. I don't want to hear nothing about running the football. I don't want to hear about none of that. Throw the damn ball. Throw the damn ball. Throw the damn ball.
Wow, Andy Reid Reese over here.
We'll get into Saquon eventually.
Yeah.
But the passing game is what's going to open it up for Saquon.
Well, it did on Sunday.
Saquon's averaging 3.3 yards per carry.
That's not great.
That's not good at all.
That's not Saquon.
That's not good at all.
If anyone could have seen this coming after he touched the ball 500 times. All right, 215-592. 215-592-9494. Are you a little nervous about opening up the offense on Sunday
it's
against Todd Bowles?
I might not make it to Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a Thursday show open from you on a Tuesday. You better... You better conserve a little energy.
Rein it in, big fella.
Yeah, we got a series against the Marlins to win.
Exactly right.
Coming up next, there are a few things in Philadelphia football related we got to stop saying. And we will talk about two of them next. They're going on the banned list. We're not allowed to say them anymore. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. To live and die in L.A. is a good choice as well. Jack. Jack's going to go deep in the Tupac bag, deeper than his bag probably went previously.
I'm just saying deeper than his bag went previously.
I'm just saying that's a compliment. I'm not saying that you needed to there. I'm just saying in general.
Are members of the delegation helping the boy out a little bit? All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I got a relatively deep Tupac bag, but some of this out of my depth.
Look, as much as we separate delegations, we're all one delegation of the WIP Afternoon Show here.
Sure.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark Street. Look, if Ike can go to a country festival wearing a 10-gallon hat and cowboy boots.
Or just sing Creed for a year.
Jack can certainly get a deeper Tupac bag.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles re-sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Oh, my God.
So C.J. G.J. was released by the Texans. Per Texans reporter reports, he was an issue in the locker room, didn't like his role, and was critical of other members of the Texans defense.
Wow.
Ike, before we get to...
that's a lot.
Well, in 3 weeks.
Yes.
In 3 weeks. So... You know, before we get to your opinion, what do you think the opinion of the poll was?
Ah, man, this is a hard one to read because I know there's a lot of CJGJ fans out there. And I was a fan. I was a CJGJ fan.
Sure, he was valuable.
I was happy when they brought him back. I was certainly on board with that. But the more I learned about some of the other things, I certainly understood why they moved on from him. And so that's where I stand there personally. So fan-wise, I'll say it's probably split. Let's go 58% say no.
63% say yes.
Ah, man, they went the other way with it. So fans don't really think these things through clearly. Where is he going to play?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. If Mukuba is, yeah. Now, Mukuba has said repeatedly, you said, where is he going to play? Let me throw another thing at you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't sign him. If you're going to cut a guy because you don't think he's right for the locker room, you can't bring him back.
Yeah.
The locker room's the most important. The talent's very important. But if you think this guy is going to be destructive to the team, you can't do it. So that is my opinion. But I just want to throw this situation at you. Mm-hmm. Let's say you sign CJGJ. You let Mukuba stay where he is. What if you moved Cooper, especially with the injuries at the corner position with the Dory Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett? What if you let Cooper try on the outside?
Yeah, I don't want to see Cooper.
And let Mukuba play nickel and have CJGJ get in there with Reed and bring back the safety pairing from last year.
Yeah, I don't think Cooper is a full-time corner. On the outside
corner.
Could he do it in a pinch in a game to sort of get you through the game? Sure, he's good enough. But if you're talking about having him as your CB2 all year long, I don't think that's where he would be at his best. Now, he probably is a good enough athlete to be serviceable over there, but I think there's going to be as many bad days as there are good days with him over there corner because he's not in his most optimal position, which would be inside playing. And Drew is starting to get comfortable at his position. You know he's a part of your future, so I don't want to move him. I think you're moving too many parts to accommodate CJ, whereas these guys need to be in their best suited roles so that they can be at their best as opposed to trying to make it fit for CJ to come in. And that's not to even mention his impact off the field.
Which would not be good.
Yes.
They don't think so. Yeah. I guess if I was trying to make an argument for it, what I say is Cooper at his best on outside. No, would I rather have Cooper there than a Dory Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett and Keely Ringo? That is my team stronger that way. I think you could make an argument there, but I think it all comes back to the locker room thing. And if you think that 1 year of that was enough, and by the way, I also believe that Vic Fangio probably thought, to a certain extent, 1 year. Because it's not just off the field, by the way. CJGJ is not a guy that plays within structure the way that Vic wants him to do.
Yeah.
I think Quinyon Mitchell somewhere is thinking, I would have had 4 interceptions last year if it wasn't for CJGJ. So maybe even Vic doesn't want the freestyling that CJGJ did.
Great
last
point.
Year.
Great point.
215-592-9494. Nick, screwed that up. Hang on 1 second. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen. Before I get to my Bucks weekend point, you know I have a dog, and we all love dogs on the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the young kid. The kid likes babies. I don't understand it. Talk to him.
Jack, yeah.
3 dogs growing up.
Yeah, well, you don't have to save for college for a dog.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about where he or she is at 2 a.m. in the morning.
No, I know where he is.
That's 2 good points right there.
Asking me to go pee in the backyard. Yeah.
Right, and my dog came from Providence, so, you know, we all have ties to Spike and Ike. Mm-hmm. And it's cool that you guys have an afternoon puppy, and I love that. You know, Elliott Park, the afternoon puppy, and he was courageous what he did yesterday.
It was the big question of Sirianni. We're giving Elliott a lot of credit for this question.
He deserves it.
Here's my thing. He was like you said yesterday, Spike. He was never going to answer that, especially the way he posed it. And it's easy for me to listen for 4 hours and come up with a better alternative. But if he went into that question and said, "Hey, a lot," it seemed like to us visually, a lot changed from the first half offense to the second half offense. Did something change? Was there more collaboration between you, Nick, and Petullo? Or did Jalen say, hey, I'm seeing something different? What can you tell us about what happened at halftime? We might have got like a nuanced answer and maybe got something out of it. But once he said, your offensive coordinator sucked, did he lose his play calling ability? He was like, Nick was like, huh? What?
Well, but I think as well, I think sometimes, I understand what you're saying. I think sometimes you need to ask a question to get somebody to go on the record with an answer. And I think what Elliot was doing at that point is just to get Nick, give Nick an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because I think that was as much for, maybe Elliot would say this, maybe it wouldn't. That's as much for Nick as it is for us and Elliot. Yep. I think sometimes they're not paying attention to it. You could hear in some of his answers, he didn't hear what Jalen had to say after the game. So I think it's good for Nick to know that that information is out there. And I think Elliot was just giving him a chance to answer the question.
Oh, so you're saying the worm said in the question.
I know. I knew you were going to take that. I knew you were going
to
take it.
Well, that's
as
a good
that.
Way to take it.
Yeah.
Spike, and you're coughing already? It's like 2:37. It's not even 2:30.
Oh, can you relax?
Right, here we go, just here we go. Feel okay, good.
Yeah, get into the offense. Let's go. Okay. Enough criticism out of you of the WIP air staff. Yeah.
I'm not as far left or right wing as Spike. And
wait, what are we talking about here?
The baseball guy.
Fritz?
Fritzy, my fault. My brain just froze.
Yeah, hey, would you lock in, you stumble all over the place.
Yeah, will you talk about the offense?
We're talking about the offense. We're talking about the offense and the quarterback. I trust him more than you guys. And
oh, you've been anti-Jalen this whole offseason. You're full of it.
I am. Listen, I am. I'm nowhere close to OG Wade. I'm slightly closer to Ohio State University, but not as close as they are. But here's my thing. We've always been Tampa Bay when all our starters are starting. Like, they dominate us when we have no playmakers on the outside or tight end. So I don't expect, unless the Heat really get to them or there's a fluke injury early in the first quarter to some of our offensive players, I don't see why Jalen shouldn't go out there and just win this game like he has whenever he's had all his complement of receivers and playmakers. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that everything is solved. I'm not saying any of that.
Sure.
I'm just saying this Tampa Bay thing, like the only time we lose to them is when we have no players. So it's not Todd Bowles. It's Todd Bowles, you know, guarding against, defending against a second hand, you know, like a Division III offense with no playmakers on the outside.
That's fair. I mean, the games that we haven't looked anything close to ourselves. We haven't been at full strength when we played the Bucks.
So, exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So are you saying they should be more aggressive, or are you saying they should play like they have played previously, and the fact that they have these playmakers will allow them to win the game?
God forbid. It's torturous to watch this off. You guys been saying it for 2 weeks. Like, the first week, everybody just kind of accepted it and said, hey, we beat Dallas at home, great. But it was torturous until the second possession of the second half this past game. Because, I mean, it's absurd that we should, like you guys said, offensive coordinators would pay millions of dollars to sign up for this, to this job.
This personnel,
This personnel. And it looks like it's a high school, you know, third string quarterback running this offense as an OC. Like, it's insane how they choke down this offense week after week, series after series. It's absurd.
All right. Okay, Nick. Well, yep. Nick finally got to his point after taking shots at me and Jack. I don't know what that
was. Being clever and early in the call.
Yeah. Again, it's hard to pull off clever.
Yeah.
Only one member of the show can do it.
I do my best.
Ah, there it is. You should see Jack's little look there. Clever. You don't even know what words mean.
I know. Yeah, just charming idiot. It's really the brand.
Yeah, clever's not how I would describe you.
Nah. Big old dumb idiot.
Yeah, there.
What's the Pat McAfee drop?
The big dumb dip one again?
There he is.
19 straight.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. So we're trying to come up with a game plan for the offense on Sunday, but we do have the figured out game plan for your bedroom.
It's time to be aggressive there too.
Yeah, be aggressive. You know, it's been too long since you've been at the top of your game.
Yeah, a little stale the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. You want to kick it up a notch.
That's what Blue Chew, the folks at Blue Chew, will have you do.
Yep.
You'll have these chewables, magic chewables, I call them. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that because medicine is not magic. I take that back.
Yeah.
It's not magic. What it is the same active ingredients.
It's effective.
Effective. As Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin in chewable form,
yes.
Which is what a gift. What a gift. Chewable form? Are you kidding me? You don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. Another gift? You don't have to go to the doctor's office. Just go to BlueChew.com. They could do it right there on the website.
Mm.
You don't have to wait months for a doctor's appointment. You don't have to have an awkward conversation looking at this old guy trying to tell him your stuff doesn't work the way it used to. Who wants to have that conversation?
Been there.
Yeah.
That'd be very rude, Taylor.
You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. They're going to ship it to you direct in a discreet.
Hard.
Package.
That's right. BlueChew.com. How about this? The first month is going to be free. Fritz over there, the big dumb idiot, is going to pay for your first month. Just use code 94 at checkout, and your first month is free at BlueChew.com. And then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Before we get back to the topic at hand, a couple of things mentioned about 15 minutes ago that we're not allowed to say here on the anywhere in Philadelphia, actually. So watch, you know, I'm going to be honest, I did nod off a couple of times during the game, but watch that game last night.
Yeah.
And there I see the Detroit Lions, who lost the greatest offensive coordinator that the world has ever seen, scoring 52 points in week two, 38 points in week three, right? Brand new offensive coordinator. We see Daniel Jones with a new coach, new system, blah, 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 scoring more points than anybody in the NFL and having the highest QBR in the league. We see Baker Mayfield with, once again, another offensive coordinator slinging it around, leading fourth quarter comebacks, this, that. This is for Donovan, for Mr. Mike Mayock, for the rest of Philadelphia.
Yes.
Can we stop saying that the offense is starting slow because they have a new offensive coordinator? We need to stop. We have more cohesiveness and more continuity from last year to this year with personnel and coaching personnel in Philadelphia than any of these teams that are. If you had told anybody that the Lions would lose Brian Johnson, who was the gem,
Ben Johnson,
we lost Brian Ben Johnson, which was the gem.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to hire Ben Johnson, right, as head coach because of what a good offensive coordinator he was, and they're in there racking up points and racking up yards. On the road, at home, doesn't matter. I think we just need to stop it. There have been three regular season games. We have the same, you know, the offensive coordinator has been in the building as the pass game coordinator for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah. Stop making excuses.
Yes. It's the excuse factory. No excuses on this one. We can't say it's early.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Anymore. We can't say it's early because the new offensive coordinator anymore.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the reasons why I wanted to keep Kevin Petullo is for continuity and chemistry.
Right.
So I can't then turn around and be like, well, hold on, they need time to gel together and figure things out. Well, if that is the case, then maybe the teaching part of this has not been administered in the correct form. And here's why I say that. If you've been together for 5 years now, even if he's the passing game coordinator or as another assistant coach on the offense, he's gotten a chance to watch Jalen from afar for Jalen's career. He's seen him at his greatest heights. He's seen him get to 2 Super Bowls. He's seen these things. There's a 4 or 5 month, no, maybe a three or four month period there during the offseason where you're coming up with ways to best utilize Jalen.
A guy that you've watched intently.
Exactly. You know the things he does well versus what he doesn't do well and what you want to incorporate into the offense. You've had time to make this thing mesh. You've had time for this. Again, I'm not blaming Kevin Petullo. What I'm saying is I agree with you, too, that we can't be using this as a damn excuse.
That it's early. And by the way, he wasn't the equipment manager. He was the pass game coordinator. Pass game coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay.
So I don't know if Jalen needs to do a better job or what. All I know is
everybody does.
Yeah, I want to see more of what I saw Sunday afternoon. And in the second half. That's all I know.
Dude, the Lions rolled out that trick play on 4th and goal last night?
The double handoff thing?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. You know? I thought that was a Ben Johnson idea. Yeah. All of a sudden, this John Morton, 75-year-old-looking offensive coordinator, can come in here and run the same stuff. Dude, he looked pretty. He looked like everyone's suburban dad. That's what he looked like.
Well, that's suburban granddad right there. He's 75.
And then he's like at least
a suburban dad.
Oh, right. He's 55. I'll say 55, 60.
We are also a suburban granddad.
Good point.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
And then the other thing we need to stop saying.
Yes.
I would say all due credit to Hugh Douglas, but no credit to Hugh Douglas here. The other thing we have to stop saying.
Big Hugh, what did Hugh do?
Well, we have to stop saying Kevin Petullo wasn't calling the plays in the second half.
No.
This sounds psychotic. We had a week of, and I'll just name two people as guests on this radio station. Ross Tucker and Mike Mayock both said that Jalen Hurts played amazing in game one of this season. Kevin Petullo was the offensive coordinator of game one of this season, right? He was. Yeah. He was the offensive coordinator in the first half. He was the offensive coordinator of the second half. I don't understand what you think happened, that it was like Varsity Blues or something where they kick the coach out of the locker room and they're designing the oop-de-oop on the sideline. It's not what happened. If think about this. If the Eagles defense played really bad in the second half and then played really good played really bad in the first half and then played really good in the second half, literally all of us would say, wow, Vic Fangio really, really was in his bag in the second half, really figured things out. We wouldn't say, thank God Zach Bond called all the defensive plays in the second half. It sounds crazy when you say that. And it is part of Jalen derangement syndrome. It is everyone who did. It is this thing where if something bad happens, it's somebody else's fault. If something good happens, it's Jalen. Can we all just put away the Kevin Petullo wasn't calling plays?
So that needs to go away as well.
Yes.
That message is to you,
Listen,
Hugh Douglas.
He's going
to,
just so it there's no confusion, he's going to get the credit
and the
when things go well. And we already know he's going to get the blame when things don't go well.
Sure.
So don't go passing credit to someone else when things go well, when you know he's going to be the one that you're looking to. I'm not, but I'm just saying in a generalization that people are going to look to the OC first when things aren't going well.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not even a Petullo guy. I thought they should have hired outside of the building, all those things. This isn't me being a Petullo guy. It's just, it sounds crazy when people are saying
I am a Petullo guy.
You are a Petullo guy.
What's your favorite play?
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today? You,
what's up, OG?
OG,
I think y'all put a cap on me on Victory Monday.
What happened to you yesterday? Yeah. Did you call yesterday?
The disrespect is just overblown now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, did he call?
I know.
I don't know.
It's Spike.
Did he call Spike?
Well, here's the thing. Let me let you know this, OG. With Buzz, this is one just small criticism of Buzz.
We would never criticize Buzz.
No. Jack does a good job of putting the regulars that he knows we need to get to at the top of the board so I see them. And if you were on, I did not see you because I didn't see Corey yesterday. Corey was on hold for a while. So I apologize. It wasn't disrespect. I just didn't see it.
Spike's a one-read host.
I am.
I'm just messing with you. I don't mind it because... Ike, what do I play, Ike?
The long game.
There you go, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, Spike, I like you because I like the way you're an orange man. You know what I mean? Literally, too. An orange man, right?
Used to be. It was 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I'm talking about what you eating the stuff.
Yes, that was 20 years ago. Yes, but yes, I did turn orange.
Okay, but listen, so... I like the way that you're trying to do the Kevin Petullo calling the play thing because you don't want to give the credit to Jalen.
No, Jalen played great. He is the quarterback. He played great. The Petullo, you didn't come hear me yesterday open up the show talking about how great a second half Petullo coordinated. I said Jalen Hurts played a great second half of that game, played a great game. But to say that Jalen wrestled play calling from the offensive coordinator, who is the closest guy in the building to the head coach, sounds insane.
Okay, now can I finish?
I guess.
Because for the longest, I am the only one on the earth, and I really mean this, that has been saying that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL, and here is why. The here is why is because I said he's the only player that has bought his own offense from college. He's the only quarterback in the NFL that calls his own plays. Now,
you're just making that up.
The whole world's seen it. Even Jalen said it. He said, we have to stop playing not to lose.
So if he called his own plays, why didn't he call the plays in the first half?
Because he's a coach's son.
Okay, all right. Do you see what you're doing?
No.
He calls his own plays when they're good, and when they're bad, it was the coach calling.
Why can't y'all understand and literally see with your own eyes that the offense is different? You got the fake Reich offense that I've been telling y'all that is trash, okay? That's when you see Saquon in the pistol. That's the Frank Reich offense. Then you have the RPO when Saquon is off to the side. Those are the plays that you've seen in the second half because there's two different offenses is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
They were running plays with no Saquon in the backfield. Whose idea was that?
You're not hearing me.
No, I am hearing you. You're saying nonsense. OG, can you chart? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to chart all three games and tell me which plays Petullo called and which plays Jalen called.
Listen, here's the deal. When you see Petullo with the menu and calling the plays, that is what they as a threesome, meaning Nick Petullo and Jalen.
I'm looking at a threesome.
These are the plays that we're going to be calling or running. So Petullo is actually calling the play, okay? But Jalen makes the final call off of what the defense is showing them, okay? So in that manner, that happened in the first game, the second game, and the part of the first half of the third game. Now, where Jalen, when you seen him snap off that damn chin strap after he got lit the hell up, that's when they went to the Jalen Hurts offense.
And that's when they put in Fred Johnson.
To Petullo and say, yo, here's what we're going to do.
All right.
Now, y'all might not like that
because
it shows you that Jalen is in control. And I'm sure y'all don't like them being in control, but it's the facts, brother.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, OG. Let me ask you this.
Psychopath.
Moving forward. What do you want to see? What are we looking at moving forward?
I want to see what we've seen in the second half.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I mainly wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Spike, you should want to see the same thing.
Well, but so let me ask you this, OG. Every time you told me all they have to do is win on the 4-point system, Jalen throwing the ball more is not part of the 4-point system.
I never said anything about throwing
in the four-point system.
The 4-point system is the trenches, the quarterback turning the ball over the least, and which team rests the ball more.
Did he turn the ball over the least on Sunday?
No, they tied.
Right, okay.
Well, I see the Rams actually ran the ball better, too.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
So it's 2-2.
They did it.
Yeah.
No, I said when it's 2-2, it goes to what?
Hold on, the trenches.
But the team that don't turn the ball over.
But did the Eagles win the trench battle on Sunday?
No, I wouldn't say
that. I wouldn't say that either.
Yeah. 4-point system blown up.
Yep.
Gone. Psychopath, king psychopath. If there's Jalen derangement syndrome, he's the one infecting everyone with it. He's the super spreader of Jalen derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
Him and Seltzer.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, he's in his element right now.
He is.
There's enough gray area there that enforces him to be on top of his game.
And if there isn't gray area, he's going over to the black print and smudging it up so it looks gray. 215-592-9494. You're a little nervous about the Eagles maybe getting more aggressive on Sunday, given the problems they had with turnovers in the past. That is the question. The person to help us answer it next, it's Tuesday. It will be 3 o'clock in 7 minutes. That is Elliot Shore Parks. I think Ike has one ready for Elliot. I am looking forward to this hour. I'm just going to sit back and drink, watch these guys go at it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.